Welcome back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are with Janosch Starker, who is known the world over as one of the premier instrumentalists of our time. I once heard you say that part of the beauty of your playing is because you sat in the pit at the Metropolitan Opera for many years and listened to the great singers. And in fact, as you talked about children participating in playing instruments, all of us can sing, even if we can't carry a tune. Isn't there something very deeply human, not only about music, but about the eagerness to participate in it? Isn't this singing part very important? Well, and wasn't it Maria?
First and foremost, I have to tell you that I never refer to the beauty of my playing. I hope that some people perceive it, but I don't speak about it. However, I do say that my playing has been influenced by great singers. And,
was it not Maria Callas of whom you spoke?
Maria Callas and Jussi Björling and the Richard Tuckers and all the other people. And many others that I'm, because of the shortness of the time,
no
list
listing,
all,
please.
All
but the beauty of singing is here somewhere, isn't it?
You're familiar, my famous contemporary and countryman, Zoltán Kodály, whose last part of his life was spent in making sure the children sing. So obviously singing is the most natural manifestation of any musical intention in any individual. However, children are not being taught to sing at the early age before they change their voices. So the fact is that, yes, children should be put into little choirs and a certain amount of time in their grade school education should be spent on singing. It's far more important in some sense than the instrumental education.
Well, shouldn't I also be singing in the shower and whistling when I walk down the street and accessing that part of the musical experience that may have nothing to do with the classical music?
Just but make sure one thing, that you also sing in the shower when you are not feeling so hot. Because usually people sing when they are very happy. You should sing also when you are sad or when you are upset or something of that sort. Then you will cure yourself from stomach ulcers much better than any other medication.
The role of music is really very important to the human experience, isn't it?
Well, speaking for myself, I wouldn't exist without it, but I recognize the fact that a large part of the human population doesn't feel necessarily the same way.
But they should.
Definitely. Unquestioned.
Well, if you look at the appeal of popular culture, the musical part of life, and in a world that's way too noisy, at least people are accessing some parts that, and I hadn't really thought about you, your point is well taken, that it isn't just when you're joyful that you need to go to music. It's when you're anything that music has something to offer.
Well, as long as you are telling me about the significance and the beauty and the importance,
I am.
Then all I can say is rah rah rah.
Melodically.
Please take me back for just a moment to that class where there was a youngster yesterday who's just a little kid, and I don't know or care whether he's ever going to grow up to be a concert artist, but I had a sense of a community with the great teacher and the little kid coming up and all the people in the room who were kind of cheering him on and the middling performers. Is not community right at the heart of what you do?
Well, I think the strongest tribe in the world are those who believe in classical music. There are an awful lot of disagreements among them about who their idols are or what they think that a performer should do with a certain given piece. But there is no question about it that when I have my classes and my own class plays, and some people giggle when I say something either critical or funny, I invariably remind them of the fact that they are not laughing at the person who is sitting there. They are partially laughing because they're happy that they are not the ones who are sitting in the middle. But the fact is that every single time I see these classes all over the world, the colleagues root for the person who plays. They really want them to shine and to do the best they can. And that's what makes my life very satisfying.
We thank you for including us in your community, Janosch Starker.
Thank you.
Janos Starker, in addition to all his other accomplishments, is also the author of An Organized Method of String Playing. He won a Grammy in 1998 for his Bach Suites for Cello, the same music which is his gift to us and to you on this show. We join Mr. Starker's friends, admirers, and students around the world in wishing him all the joys that life can bring on this, his 75th birthday. And we thank him for everything. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.